Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We're back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI. Happy 4th, everyone. My former radio producer from many, many years ago on The Score.
That's why he's staring at his phone.
My companion texted me. I don't know if he ripped this from Wikipedia or whatever. He said, just exactly where does the moniker Fighting Irish come from is a matter of much debate and legend. One possibility is that the nickname is inherited from Irish immigrant soldiers who fought in the Civil War with the Union's Irish Brigade. Notre Dame's claim to the nickname would seem to come from the presence from William Corby, CSC, the third president of Notre Dame, who was at the Battle of Gettysburg. I guess Father Corby served as chaplain of the Irish Brigade and granted general absolution to the troops in the midst of the battle. So That's one theory.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I still think of you when you get mad and Stephen Fall River calls. That's when he gets that Fighting Irish mood right there.
I think of my buddy Mick, the bartender up at Wicked Good Bar and Grill at Twin River. He is right off the boat from Ireland, and he's a tough son of a gun.
I love that.
He's told me so. He used to be the bartender at Rira in downtown Providence, the Irish bar. But he is as authentic an Irishman as you will meet here in Rhode Island.
I love people like that.
And he tells me some stories about his days of having a few cocktails and getting into some scuffles. And they are very entertaining stories, I'll tell you.
I love that. I love that.
All right, 401-737-1287 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. The text line is open as well at 37937. Let's say hello to Dan and Cranston. Good morning, Dan. You're first up on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Didn't think you boys would be working today.
Who else is going?
Not only is Nick Coit working, he's going to be here for 4 hours today.
Yep, so if you call again, don't call with the same shtick in 2 hours, Dan, all right?
Well, let's start an argument now and we can carry it over.
Okay.
I hope you're getting paid triple Lindy time and a half for this. You deserve it.
Thanks.
We're in a war right now, right? This country, you agree? We're in a civil war. A cultural civil war.
Civil unrest. Yeah, sure.
I don't think that, this is even before the obvious stuff. Now this has been going on for a long time. It's just, you know, I think that, you know, you talk about Nike. The thing, one of the things that I can't stand, most characteristics of any person, company, or anything, is pandering. And the pandering going on by these companies right now is at a level that's obscene.
Pandering is a good word. Yep.
Yep. It's a capital P. It's gotten so out of control. And you could pick, one of you guys said, you know, Scott, you said, where does it end? You could literally pick everything, even Patriots, Red Sox. I mean, Celtics, every team, you could come up with something where somebody's going to be offended. There is no end. I mean, Scott, you see, you hate politics, but unfortunately, this is what it's about. It's about money, and it's about politics, you know?
What I hate is it's just become so divisive in this country, and I think social media has a lot to do with that because everybody has an opinion, and they all get it out there on social media. I just hate where we are as a country in terms of politics.
A lot of people hate where we are as a country for beyond politics, too. Well, it's just not a good place right now. I mean, sports is a great diversion, And, you know, but even that, like, you can't separate it anymore. They're so entwined, intertwined with just politics basically is going to rule sports. And even when it comes to COVID-19, politics has a lot to do with it as well. You know, I mean, the NFL, you know my stance on this. I mean, actually, Scott, I have a question for you. The Ivy League was voting next week about fall sports.
They're going to, I think, release some type of statement next week. I think July 8th might be the date.
That's the date, yeah.
So what are you hearing?
Honestly, I have zero inside information, but if you're asking me, I'll say the same thing I said last week. My guess is that there won't be fall sports in the Ivy League.
I just think
with the rash of outbreaks we've seen throughout the country with athletes at different colleges that have had some, you know, student athletes return to campus, I just don't see the Ivy League playing sports this fall. That's my guess. Again, zero inside information. That's my guess.
Well, and you know what, Dan? I think that could lead to this time around, maybe a domino effect, because people were mocking the Ivy League for canceling their basketball tournament in March. They were the first ones to cancel, and people were saying, this is too soon, whatever. And they turned out to be 100% right. So it could lead to some things.
Now, the interesting thing is, I've heard rumblings maybe they consider playing fall sports in the spring, particularly football, and maybe just a league schedule, 7 games, because you have 8 teams, so you play everybody once. They could do that even if FCS teams decided or other FCS leagues decide they're going to play in the fall. They could move theirs to the spring just because their FCS champion doesn't participate in the SCF playoffs anyway, right?
Easy move.
It would be an easier move for them to do something like that.
Yep.
I saw a couple of quotes this morning. Even the big schools are now angling that way. I think I saw it was Georgia or something. Somebody brought up that it was possible under the same circumstance that you just said, it would just be conference games and there would still be a postseason, but I don't know how, right? I mean, there's so many minutiae involved with that. And the NFL, obviously, you know, you're going to see how baseball, they're going to just try to plow through these things and you're going to see how it comes. And if it falls apart, I think that's going to leave the NFL in a place where, you know, what are they going to do? You know, if the other leagues fail, you can all, and they're in a bubble pretty well. Baseball's not, but
right.
You see what I'm saying? It just seems like it. I mean, I just read that the whole preseason's pretty much going to be out the door now. Forget the two games.
The players voted. I believe the Players Association said they don't want to have a preseason.
Yeah. This is just death by a thousand cuts.
And you know what's weird, too? Like, I was thinking about this yesterday when Gordon Hayward announced he's going to leave the bubble for the birth of his fourth child that the Celtics are still playing. That his fourth child is due in September. And I agree, family first, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Priorities, right?
Yep.
But I'm thinking to myself, boy, that because it's not like he can just leave for a day or two, go to the birth and come back. There's quarantining. It's like a 2-week thing.
Yeah.
And that would severely damage the Celtics' chances of
the
advancing.
Reality.
Completely.
I would say the players now that it's upon them are seeing the reality. You know what I mean? And it's all talk until you actually have to do it. And I think that a lot of them are really having second thoughts about doing it right now. A lot.
Well, especially with the NBA and watching the MLS teams get on a plane and get to Orlando. So that FC Dallas team, everybody tested negative before they get on the plane. And then by the time they get to Orlando, there's 6 people, you know, staff members and players that test positive.
Yeah.
Or now the Columbus Crew, it's the 4th of July, and that team has to be quarantined right now because they had somebody either contract it or it's
amazing. I missed that story, Nick. So take me back to the Dallas FCS team.
Yeah.
So did they test positive upon landing or did they catch COVID in Orlando?
I think it was upon landing, if I'm not mistaken.
So literally, so they all tested negative before
they were
leaving
fine when
Dallas
they left,
for
left.
Orlando.
Yep.
When they touched down, they tested them right away and 6 of them tested positive.
Let me clarify it, but I know for a fact when they left Dallas, nobody had tested positive.
Right.
Whether they contract-
have false po- but this false positive test, they're not
100%
sure.
But 6 people?
Oh, yeah. That's why the NFL isn't going to play.
I would imagine there's false negatives, too, all right? I would imagine maybe sometimes those tests maybe don't pick up somebody that's positive the first time. So that's an interesting that's worth following, I guess.
One quick Cam Newton thing.
Yep.
So I've never been a fan of the guy. If you just run through his statistics, couple of things. Even when he was an MVP, he 59.8% of his passes. I mean, the thing that made him, he's huge. He can run, and he's impossible to take down.
As a passer, he
sucks. He's never been a good passer. Never.
Just to clarify the FC Dallas thing, two of the players, according to CNN, tested positive after the team was tested Saturday when they arrived in Orlando. Four others tested positive, you know, and the
days
two
after.
Days following.
Okay.
Yeah. But still, I mean, you leave, then they and then you start getting cases here.
So, Dan, going back to what you said about Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Agree with your assessment of him. I do not think he is the best or most accurate passer of the football, and his career statistics will bear that out. He is a tremendous athlete and a great runner of the football, and that brings me to true. But this pandemic may have been a great thing for him. Time to get healthy. Time to get right. We'll see. Anyway, I believe if he is healthy and if Belichick is going to employ him as this team's starting quarterback, then I think you could see a more run-heavy offense where there's some of that read option stuff where Cam, you know, holds the ball into the belly of the tailback, reads the defensive end, and decides to keep it with the running back or pull it and run himself. But I believe that also will lead to a lot of play action stuff, right? Because you're going to get linebackers and safeties biting up on the running game with Cam and that read option stuff, and then, boom, you hit them over the top. That is, to me, what I would think Belichick would envision with Cam Newton, if he's right, if he's healthy.
I also think he's a dink and not a good leader, but that's, you know, I just can't get that Super Bowl loss press conference out of my mind.
It's not
colors.
That I can't get him not jumping on that fumble. That's a play that will always stick in my – that will always stick him. Do you remember that play against the Broncos?
Of course.
In the Super Bowl? I'll never get that out of my mind. That – ooh. Oh.
All right, have a good day, guys. Nick, right, I'll see you in 68 minutes.
All right, baby. Thanks, right, Dan.
Appreciate
Scott,
it.
Scott, the Panthers were only down by 6 when he didn't jump on that fumble.
I know.
Before we continue on the show.
Inexplicable.
I have some news, some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Do we have a sounder for that?
Do we have a sounder for that? I don't know.
Give me a second. You threw me off on that one.
Yeah? No, that's fine. I didn't know we actually had some breaking news.
All right, hold that thought, Nick Coyne. Let's wait to see if Passarelli
can find the breaking news.
The breaking news sounder.
Yeah, I want to. Well, this is good. This is a big thing, so
okay,
see if we can find it.
Okay, by the time we find the breaking news sounder, it's going to be old news.
Whoa.
There you go.
There you go. There's your breaking news.
That's breaking news? It sounds like you just stubbed your toe back
there.
It's the
best he could do. Give it to us.
Okay, fine. Our friend Doug in Plymouth, who calls the show, my best friend Doug, just texted me. She said yes. He just got engaged.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. To
his
lovely girlfriend, now fiance, April. So, and they're listening to the show as well. So congratulations to Doug and April getting engaged on the 4th of July.
Congratulations. And I also saw on Facebook a mutual media friend of ours, Patrick Little, got engaged yesterday as well. So congratulations
to Patrick.
To Patrick as well.
Love's in the air.
I guess, yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, congratulations. Oh, whoa, that was.
I thought he was going to play a little Barry White.
I know. Hey.
I got something queued up. Give me a second.
That's great. My darling.
Yes! Yes!
No, that's not Barry White. That's Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, there you go.
That was later on in the evening after the engagement. Hey, now.
After they consummated the deal.
That's right.
Can't get enough of your love, baby. Yeah.
That's a good song.
Well, I don't know. I don't. Okay. I
used to love that song until I heard you sing it.
That's nice. That's nice. Love was in the air, and then what a comment.
401-737-1287, the phone number. The text line is 37937. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this on Cordishy and Coit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.